We have 6 books out at the moment. I'm also owner of Roundtable Books, which is an inclusive kids bookshop based in Brixton. I got into children's publishing specifically because I was a massive reader as a kid, loved reading, and loved that feeling of escape that you get when you're a kid. I wanted to work in the places that created that feeling. In the UK, I think kids' books is an extremely white, female, middle-class, Oxford-educated space. Whilst the industry, you know, has a lot of conversations around diversity, inclusion, things move really slowly, and I got really frustrated and quite despondent, and met my co-founder David Stevens, and then launched Nights Off to actually do something. We're still making kids' books like the rest of the industry is. We just have a particular focus on making sure that our teams are as diverse as possible, and by de facto, everything we publish is inclusive. The bookshop came about because it was Nights Off's first birthday, and there was a report that came out that showed that only 1% of kids' books featured Black, Asian, minority, ethnic characters. We started a hashtag on Twitter that was Read the 1%, and it got a lot of traction. Then we were like, well, our first birthday is coming up. Instead of just throwing like a huge party, we put all the books that qualify for the 1% into a physical space so that people could come along for 5 days and actually show that support that they were showing online in a material way. And we sold over 500 books in 5 days. People kept asking us, you know, why aren't you guys here permanently? How can we support you? How can we make this a permanent thing? And we were like, why don't we try and run a crowdfund campaign? And we ran it in December for 2 weeks and raised £54,000. There was a very old and quite ignorant argument that goes that diverse books are just for, you know, those people from those communities. We get absolutely everybody walking through the door. So I know this anecdotally that we have caused a lot of the bigger houses to have to start to look at this in a real way. I've had emails from kids being like, I saw you on the TV and I realised that I should be reading characters that look like me, and I realised that maybe I want to work in publishing. And I think it's extremely powerful to be in a position where the change that you're talking about is actually embodied in who you are as well.